It's back to school week for Villanova senior engineering student Zach Ellenhorn. Part of his curriculum included time spent in a service learning endeavor in Cambodia and Nicaragua under the auspices of the engineering department. Also joining me is Jordan Ermelio, director of the Engineering Service Learning Program. Zach, Jordan, welcome to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.
Zach, tell us about the program that you were involved with overseas.
Well, my sophomore year, winter break, I went to Cambodia, and we spent some time there doing some STEM education to some of the students at the 6th through 8th grade level about various physics and chemistry projects.
And you are a chem engineering student.
That's correct.
What aspects of your study were applicable to what you did over there?
That particular project wasn't too applicable to my studies, but there's actually a lot that I took from it that I've implemented at Villanova. I've started a program based on the STEM project that I did in Cambodia called All Hands on Science. We've been doing multiple STEM projects every week with kids in Philadelphia schools.
Jordan, to what extent is Zach's example part of what the engineering department focuses on?
It's pretty exciting to hear this about Zach sort of taking it to the next step. And a lot of it, I think, is rooted in what I call a culture of service that exists at Villanova. This idea of service and Augustinian values that's really embedded in the experience of being a Villanovan. And without a doubt, it's sort of put me in a role and a position to be successful with our international outreach projects, as well as set up opportunities for students to see an impact with their education and their efforts.
So, how are the destinations chosen?
Well, this is all very serendipitous, to be honest with you, the way that a lot of these projects unfold. A really great example of that actually is in Cambodia. It just so happens that Villanova alumni, Ann and Tom Caramanico, local Philadelphia family, started a foundation to build schools in Cambodia. And through their connection with Villanova, they reached out to me and wanted to know if we could help and get involved. So being the engineer that I am and the person that just wants to engage in real live issues, right, and solving problems, of course we said yes.
Zach, contrast your experience in Cambodia with an earlier immersion in the service project program in Nicaragua. What was the nature of the work you were doing there?
Well, we were starting to install a pipe system to implement new water sources for a local village, Casquita, that's a little bit outside of Waslala.
Was it replacing an existing water system?
No, they didn't have a water system before. So we did a lot of the groundwork on developing a well. There were a bunch of streams that were coming down a mountain, and we went to find a couple of the bigger streams, and then we channeled them into the same area and then laid down a bunch of stones and put some concrete over that to start purifying it.
Jordan, again, how was that site and opportunity identified?
So again, it's all about the serendipitous of it, or the serendipitous nature of development work. And I think I attribute this to just having a yes mentality, right, when it comes to this type of work and engaging with people and solving problems. Because this happened to be a group of Villanova alumni, once again, who through a campus ministry type of experience traveled to Nicaragua. Coming out of that, they graduated and wanted to start a nonprofit to support water supply infrastructure in this small town. So this small town is about 60,000 people, and geographically it's about the size of Philadelphia. But logistically, it might as well be the size of Pennsylvania, because getting from one part of the town to the other could be 3 hours on a car, 5 or 6 hours hiking or by horseback, and it's a very, very mountainous area. So when you sort of look at the needs of an area like that, you know, 60,000 people doesn't sound like a lot. But all of this is basically managed by one town engineer who doesn't have the resources and the tools or the staff or what he to really address all of these infrastructure needs. So through our relationships that we've established there and working with that municipal engineer, we've been able to find incredible opportunities for our students to learn from them. And sort of have this engagement in development where we're learning from each other ultimately.
Jordan, some might wonder on the face of it, mm-hmm. engineering students involved with aspects of STEM work, that it's much more lab-driven or not as much person-to-person or person-to-community. To what extent, mm-hmm. I guess I'm asking, is this program unique to Villanova, or are there many other engineering programs throughout academia in the United States that offer this?
So just in general, in academia, it is an emerging field, this notion of doing
service.
Outreach and service.
And as part of a curriculum.
As part of a curriculum-based program. But the majority of that is really at a little bit of a, more of a local level, right? Looking at outreach to nonprofits in, say, the Philadelphia area and so on. To date, I'm not aware of any other engineering program in the country that has the level of partnerships that we've established at Villanova. At the present time, we have 12 partners in 7 different countries. This past summer, we had 26 students spending 2 months in the field, immersing themselves in development challenges with our local partners. And I think the key to our success in general has been working with partners who have the capacity to implement projects, right? So we're not putting ourselves in the critical path of implementation because that's not what the needs are. We're really focused on the engineering aspects of things, the engineering design, providing engineering services to organizations to make what they do better. So tapping into ongoing initiatives is how we've been as successful as we are and how we've been able to engage undergraduate, graduate students in these unique learning opportunities.
A wonderful example yeah. of the best of what academia can be. Thank you both for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank Absolutely. You very much.
Jordan Ermelio, Director of the Engineering Service Learning Program at Villanova University, and Senior Engineering Student Zach Ellenhorn.